This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korean state media on Wednesday reported the country tested a newly developed missile designed to be launched from a submarine, the first such weapons test in 2 years that it says will bolster its military's underwater operational capability. Tuesday's test, the fifth overall missile launch since September, came as Pyongyang is stepping up pressure on Washington and Seoul to abandon what it calls hostile policies, an apparent reference to U.S.-South Korea joint military drills and international sanctions. North Korean state media said Wednesday the latest test, quote, will greatly contribute to putting the defense technology of the country on a high level and to enhancing the underwater operational capability of our Navy. The U.S.'s top diplomat said Tuesday the United States will do all in its power to free U.S. and Canadian missionaries kidnapped in Haiti. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told a news conference on a visit to Ecuador, quote, we will do everything we can to help resolve the situation. He says officials are in close contact with the Haitian government and the FBI on the abductions of a group of 17 missionaries for whom a gang is demanding a ransom of $1 million each. Blinken said, unfortunately, this is also indicative of a much larger problem, and that is a security situation that is quite simply unsustainable. Gangs have seized effective control of much of the capital, Port-au-Prince, which has also had an intensifying political crisis, including the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Find more at